Lesson 113. Sam, it's becoming more clear to me that it's very important that we realize that English has 20 vowel sounds and not just the 10 or 12 that I thought there were, because there are only 5 vowels and then a Y sometimes. So this is a whole new concept in the approach to spelling and the approach to English for those of us that didn't grow up studying phonetically.
Yes, we only have 5 vowel letters, A, E, I, O, and U, and we use them in the short and the long forms, but people forget that there are about 10 more vowel sounds in English, and we use different spelling forms for them.
So spelling is very important, so then writing the words at this point must also be very important.
Exactly.
All right, let's read the sentences together in Lesson 113. How did the cow get out of the house? A mouse let her out. I found the cow near the house, brother said. They heard a loud sound. The house fell down. Ouch, said the clown. The clown ran out of the house. They went downtown. It took an hour to find the cow. The cow was in a crowd, and then she went around the tower. How now, brown cow? Will you come home? Not now, said the cow. Bow wow, said the dog. A man came to the house. Your cow is in town, he said. The clown chased the mouse round and round. English at this point is sounding richer and fuller. The sounds have a more lovely tone quality to them, don't they, Sam?
Absolutely, and that's why English poetry and English drama are so wonderful, because of the range of sounds we have in English, particularly the vowel sounds. I don't think any other language has as many vowel sounds as ours.